Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Hanina Naskan Koyei Noimer, Havim Mispalel Shruei Mishal Malchus Shel Male Morois Esrei Yochai Beloi. And we're going to explain the mission like we always did, according to the idea of the Maral, and showing how it connects in historical terms, in literary terms, with the Shita of Rabbi Hanina Naskan HaKoyenim. First of all, what is Rabbi Hanina called Naskan HaKoyenim? And what makes Rabbi Hanina Naskan HaKoyenim? Why is it so wichtig? And what means Mispalel Shruei Mishal Malchus? And here he's telling you, have a Mishloi Mishloi Shal Malchus, because otherwise people eat each other alive. Meaning, the Masechta Avos is telling you the pedigree of the Chachomim, who they are and what. Mishloi Mishloi Malchus is not a Mida. He's telling you the Davar for Malchus. Is that so important? He's telling you Halacha. That's it, what defines him. And also, you have to understand also, how does that fit with Akavya B'Mehalalel beforehand, the mission of Akavya. And also, Rabbi Hanina Naskan HaKoyenim is known in the Gemara in Pesach and Daf Yud Ches. There is a mission. Rabbi Hanina Naskan HaKoyenim says, "Miyom shel HaKoyanim, from the days of the Kohanim, they were not afraid to take a truma, which was a shlishi letuma, right, and to burn it together with a truma, which is a rishon letuma, even though they were making from the truma shlishi into a sheni, because once it's tome anyway, you could add truma and there was no problem." Okay. Now, what does it have to do with Rabbi Hanina if we believe that the mission of Rabbi Hanina Naskan HaKoyenim in our Mishnah, which is Shlomo Shel Malchus, defines who he was? First, we have to understand how is that important to define who he was. What is the kesher to that, with the famous Rabbi Hanina Naskan HaKoyenim, which is the Mishnah of Miyom Shel Kohanim? And also, why does that Mishnah in Pesachim say Miyom Shel HaKoyanim? The Kohanim were not Nimnu. Why don't you say Lemaise is Mutar to go ahead and to have Truma Shlishi, with Truma Shein, Rishon, because it's just about the Moshe. Where do you have to say Miyom Shel Kohanim? The days of it, Kohanim didn't have a problem with it. Who cares? So the Maral explains the following. The reason why you need Shlomo Shel Malchus is something very important. And I'll tell you also, according to the Maral, it's very mekusha to the earlier Mishnah. Because the idea is that Adam was created a Yochid. Every animal was created in species. Adam was created a Yochid. The Gemara in Brochas wants to say that even more, the Zohar and the Keva, is not that the Keva was a second creature. The Adam was Zohar and the Keva was du partzufim, either there were two faces, or the Keva was a tail, but the Keva was there. Because they were Yochid. Zohar and the Keva, they're not two separate beings. One being created first, the other later. They were one being, they were separate. And the reason why the Yochid is so important, because Adam is Bidugma Shel Maila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his defining characteristic is the Yichud. Adam has to be a Yochid also. And it's very clear why also. Because what's the Avodas Adam? The world is the world of Ribui. And the Avodas Adam is L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu. It's to be Miyachid the world. Therefore, he has to be a Yochid. All the Adam represents the Yochid. Because he Avoda is to bring the world to Yichud. That's why the Mishnah by Akavya says that Kiv Mishnah Machlokes, that each person, as we spoke, has his unique mission in this world, his unique chelek haTorah, and that's why the Mishnah of Akavya is saying that the Machlokes is something which is important, because each person's view and approach is unique to him and is a valid perception and expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Shloah says, in our parsha. It says, the Gemara says, Toiras Hashem, and that's Besoiros Yegim Valayla. The Gemara says, Kevan de Hogabo, when you start learning, it becomes yours. And it says, what it means to say is the following, that in the beginning, Toira, when you're far away, is generic. It looks the same to everybody. But the more you learn, you get to Asoga to realize that you have your own unique perspective, and that's unique to you. That's Besoiros Yegim Valayla. And that's unique to every person. So that's the uniqueness of Akavya. But that uniqueness of Akavya can come to a relationship that you have to be the only one. That the uniqueness makes you to be a Yochid, that you have to be the only one. And that's why the Mishnah says, having Mispalel Shruei Mishal Malchus, you have to have a Melech, which is the Echad Ha'am. Echad Ha'am, there is a Yochid, because the world needs a Yochid. But it's a Yochid made of many individuals. Uniqueness doesn't mean that you have to be the only one. Yochid Boilomo is an amalgamation of all the various people. The one, the Yochid, the Echod, that is Me'ached, all the Yechidim, is the Melech. Therefore, you need a Tzur of a Melech in this world. If you don't have a Melech, which is an Echod, that's Me'ached the Yechidim, you think that your own unique view is the only view. Because the Yochid and the Echod have to be one. And that's a problem. So have a mispalad b'shloima shel malchus, that you realize that the world, you have to have an echod, which is the king, because the king is miyachid, or the yechidim. He creates an echod, which is made of a composite. It's a mosaic, not one as opposed to everybody else. If you don't have a king, what happens is that each one wants to become a king himself. And therefore, the human beings who create a destructive story that each one will try to destroy each other to create a yochid. Unless you create an echod, that's me'achid, the yechidim, every yochid will try to become an echod and destroy everybody else. That's why it was very important, B'chanin Tzadik HaKohen, if you look at the Gemaras, he lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because he says, I remember the Esh LaMizbeach, Miyom of Shel HaKohanim, and he was the one who brings in, talks about Tisha B'Av. He says that Tisha B'Av, Kedai Usrif, as B'Seh Elokeinu, he talks about the whole idea of Tisha B'Av. So, there was Chazgalev in Tod Samim Varamoroyim, said he was in that transitional period between before the Churban and after the Churban, which means he was the time when Klauso didn't have a melech. If you realize that how the Churban came about is because they could not get one melech. They had the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the melech, Aristobulus, etc., and they brought Rome to come to Eretz Yisrael. So that idea of Sinas Chinam is not the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That was how the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And he lived then, and he realized that that was a time that Ish Esri Chaim Bloy, that was the destruction of the Melech. They didn't have a Melech, that's why they brought Rome. And even on Rome itself, there was a big machloikis between the Biryonim and the Chachomim to accept the Romans or not to accept the Romans. So you realize that Klal Yisrael, if you can't take and create a one that's meached everybody else, people try to make themselves into the echod and destroy society. There's no more destructive form of society if there's no echod, which is miyachid yechidim. And Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim lived at that time. But Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim, look at what, he was the ultimate skan, because once you realize that you need to have an echod, you could be a skan HaKohanim. Because the skan HaKohanim is the one who was, he was in the bench for the Kohen Gadol. And you realize that if he the Kohen Gadol was possible and he had to be Oivet, he'll go ahead and be Oivet. But when the Kohen Gadol came back, the Kohen Gadol would take back the world, and the Kohen, the Sgan, would be a Kohen Sheover. He would not be able to do one avoid or the other. He would have to sit on the bench. So you realize that you can't have two Kohen Gdolim. Once you understand, have a Mispal, Bishlum, Shal Malchus, you know that you need an Echod, which is Miyachid Yechidim, and sometimes your Avoida is to be on the bench, to allow somebody else to be the echod. Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim, once you understand Bishloima Shel Malchus, your avoida is to be mispalel Bishloima Shel Malchus. Your avoida is to make sure that there is echod. Who can be the right person to express even Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim? His whole avoida was a skan. His whole avoida was enabling the Kohen Gadol and realizing that by having a Kohen Gadol means that you have to sit on the bench and do nothing. Because by doing nothing, he's enabling the Kohen Gadol. So the avoda of Adam is to realize that you need a yochid, and our avoda is to make the yochid. And that's mispalel b'shloim shel malchus. You have to be mispalel that there should be a yochid there. The ultimate example of this is Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim. That's why his name was Skan HaKohanim, because his metzius was mispalel b'shloim shel malchus, which is the ultimate hagdor of what a Skan HaKohanim is. He was the ideal person to be on the bench for the Kohen Gadol. And that's the word of Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim in Yom Shel HaKohanim. Because on that mission of Truma Shniyah to Truma Rishoyna, everybody asks, why Truma? You allowed to make it to add Truma to the Truma. Once it's Tomei, you could add Truma because it's Tomei anyway. But by a Kohen, we know that's also loss of Truma Tumosei. A Kohen, when he's Tomei, he cannot add Truma to his Truma. Why by Truma can you, and by a Kohen you cannot? So Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim says, you know something, the Kohanim didn't have a problem with it. Even though technically they should, because they look at themselves, one second, for me is also to be Moisiv Tuma Tumasi, how can I do that to the Truma? Because there's a big difference. Truma has a purpose, it's functional. If it doesn't function as a Truma, there's no Kedusha. So once a Truma is Tomei, that you can't eat anyway, it's going to be burned anyway, you could add Truma to it. You could add Tuma to it because it's not Truma anymore. A coin is a coin be'etzem, even if it doesn't function as a coin. Sometimes a real coin is the one who doesn't function as a coin. And he realizes, therefore, a coin, even though he cannot be oivet because it's tome, he still cannot add tumor to his tumor because his push still remains. You know whose example ultimately that a kohen, even if he's not oived, his kedusha is there, is Rab Hanina Sgan HaKohenim. Rab Hanina Sgan HaKohenim was he was ready to be not oived, because sometimes your avoida is to enable somebody else to be oived and for you not to be oived. And I think that Rav Zalman showed us this idea of this TED talk, that sometimes you always think that the leader is the one that makes. You need the leader, but what makes the leader is the follower. The first guy who does something is a leader, but he could be a freak. The only time a leader becomes a leader, if he has a follower, ain't melech beloyom. You realize that sometimes your avoida is to, by not being avoided, being mevatel to the echod, by creating the echod, even though you're not the leader, but you're making the leader, that's even bigger. And that's the example of Chanin Askan HaKohenim. Our avoida is not to be a melech, it's to be mispalel b'shloima shel malchus. Creating the echod, our avoida of the echod is not becoming the echod, is creating, enabling the echod by creating an echod that's me'achad od yechidim. Our avoid is to enable the echod, not to be the echod, and that is spalal, b'shloim ha'shal malchus, with Reb Hanina Sgan HaKohenim, that is the ultimate example of that.